Parshas Matan Tera, Chalek Tiku Chalokim. In Parshas Yisrael, the end of Parshas Mishpatim. At the end of Parshas Mishpatim, there's a Tosefes in the Inyan of Matan Tera. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu took, there were Shnei Meser Matzevos, the Shnei Meser Sifte Yisrael, and they were Yadu Eilos, Shlomim, they brought Korbanos. Vayigach Moshe Chetzi Adam, V'yosim Bargonis, V'chetzi Adam Zorak Al HaMizbeach. As the Shaila is, what's this Indian of that this Chetzi Adam, that he split the dam into two? What's this Indian that he was mischalik the dam? And why Bedavka by this Korban, that was by Matan Torah, he was mischalik it l'shnai? In different Sfarim, it brings down the Gavaldika and the Kuda that it's coming to teach us about Hakdama to Matan Torah. We find by other Brisim that you're Machalik it Lashnai. The Dugma by the Brisbane of Sfarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Machalik the behemoth into half, and then they walked in between. And by other pieces, Brisis, you find the same Inyan. What's this Indian of being machalik something into half by a krisus bris? As the Sefer HaYikrim says, or you say, that the Indian is it's coming to show the kesher between the two stadim. That the word is that we're one unit together. We're half and half, and together with the other one, we're a whole. As that's the Indian, there was Chetzi Dam on the Mizbeach, the Chetzi Dam on Klal Yisrael, Lamedma, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, it's not like some people think, like, you know, okay, when I'm in the Beis Medrash, I learn. When I'm out of the Beis Medrash, you know, I don't learn. When I'm busy, when I'm in business, I don't learn. Torah is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's here, we're here. We're one unit together. That's the mahus of Torah, to be mechabros to Hashem. But what kind of a chibur? A chibur of a achdus, that we're one together. As that's the limit of Chatzi Adam. Why in the dam? Because Adam hu a nefesh. The dam is the nefesh. You live from your dam. That's your blood. That's your chibur. What keeps you going? Your chiyur. As the kesher of Torah is a kesher in the mahus, in the chiyus of a person, and that's the inyan of Matan Torah. Mashal amah David Daima, if a guy would get married, he has a beautiful chuppah, he comes into the yichud room, and he takes out a newspaper, he takes out a smartphone, and he tells his new kala, okay, we're married for children. You know, we'll have time for that later on. But right now, there's this magazine I was waiting for the whole time. Or he takes out his smartphone. Oh, there's a game. There's a show that I love to watch. I gotta watch it. Oh. As the Isha would look at him, you're a meshugana. This is, we got married to have a kesher between me and you. That's what we got married for. The yichud is right after the chuppah, right away we go in privacy to have a kesher. And right away you can't put your smartphone down. You don't understand what marriage is. Or in other words, he's married to a smartphone. And that's the sakana of the smartphone. The smartphone, unlike other things, they steal your heart. Your pasha become, it takes away all your interest from everything else. It becomes your shashua. And that's the sequin shabai that you have to be very careful from. The pasha steals people away. That's what they're married to. When a person gets married, what's the kivun of marriage? To build a relationship together, to have a achdus together, to care one for the other one, to take care one of the other one, to feel one for the other one. But if a person's living in a selfish bubble, he's not marriage material. Because marriage just means a good business deal. Like, I want you to give me some hanaz, you should cook for me, do things for me. It's okay, I'll be nice to you for a business deal. That's marriage material. Yeah. marriage materialist, someone who's going to care for his wife, who's going to take care of his wife. She's going to care for him. She's going to take care of him. Yeah. That's what a marriage is. As Matan Torah is nimsho to a chitam. Just like an isha is palga de gufa, as to what do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're palga with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the kivun of Torah. The Maisa, when we're younger, we learn Torah Shaloi Lishma. And Avada, Loi Lom Yuma Torah Shaloi Lishma, Shemi Torah Shaloi Lishma, Bra Lishma. Avada, the Gevaldigas Yikum in Shaloi Lishma. When you learn Torah Shaloi Lishma, as Torah is just a Hechatimsa for yourself. It's a very selfish thing. You're learning because it's good for me. It's good for my Shiduchim, it's good for my Vechule, I think I'm going to get a lot of Shachar. As the whole day long, you're thinking about yourself. About Lemaisa, there's a hechra level of Torah, and the danger of learning Torah Shaloi Lishma is because not all the time the Shaloi Lishma pulls you. There's going to be other things and other interests in life that are going to pull you. As the sakana, when people learn Torah Shaloi Lishma, is all of a sudden in life, different Shaloi Lishmas pull them more, as then the Torah gets dropped. But then there's someone who understands what Torah really is. Torah is what makes you Mahus, it makes you Metzias. It's a Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're going to be Zeichet and Nifladik Zachin from this Shaiches to something very special. Every word you have of it makes you special and connects you to Hashem, which is the most special thing possible. Oh. As you realize, this Kesher is your Mahus. It changes who you are and what you are. Without Torah, you're a Pla Gufa. There's something missing about you. But that's why that Gama to Matan Torah was Chetzi v'chetzi. On HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're a chetzi. Without Torah, we're a chetzi. And that's the last Rashi in the parsha. It says Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai for 40 days. I'm sorry, the Sipurno at the end of the parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai for 40 days. Frag the Sipurno, why 40 days? Mamanashach. To learn Kol HaTorah Kula, it takes more than 40 days. Yeah. And if you're going to say he had Siyata Deshmaya, so he could have done it in one day. What was the Indian of 40 days? Why the Dafka 40 days? Azot Sipurnoi, it's coming to teach us the Gevaldika Remes. It's coming to teach us Yisiris Havlad is 40 days. As when you're learning Torah, what you're doing is you're recreating yourself. You're making yourself into something different. Kol ha'melamed is ben chaveroi ki'ilu yoldoi, Rumana Sanhedrin says. It's ki'ilu you're becoming a new person. Every word of Torah, every chilek of Torah you're learning, it's being mahapich you, it's being megadol you, it's being meraimim you. Why? Because it's building your kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's some married people that they're single people that they live in a married person's house. The Poshet, they're not marriage material. Even when they're married, they're single Bachram, you know, they go away with their friends still, they go on this ski trip with their friends, they make fun of their wife all day long behind their back. Chutzim on Purim, when they get drunk, then it comes out in front of our Chutzim then, they kilu, it's kilu, they never grew up. The Poshet, oh. And then there are people that their marriage changed them. They started to think of another person. They started to care for another person. They started to feel for other people. It starts with a wife, but huadin lo kolmen ado mechaveroi. And huadin, you could open yourself up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feeling for HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. It's a Pesach to live life with someone else, and something else has value in your life. As that's the nekuda, the simin of a chetzi v'chetzi. And very interesting, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose how to present himself by Matan Torah, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu present himself to us? V'tachas raglov k'maiso livnes asaper u k'etem hashamayim l'tor. Zach Rashi, he is the father of Bishas Hashivod, Lizkar Saras and Shal Yisrael, Shal Yabishubadim, the Maisa Levenim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us, when we're Bitzar, he's Bitzar. He cares about us. We're not alone. V'oid, when we went out, Ke'etem Shemayim Latar, Mishinigalu, as he's Bishimcha too. And this is the Gevaldika Nekuda, which is missing in many people's life when they think about what does Torah mean for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Megala, I care for you. When you're Bitzar, I'm Bitzar. We're one unit together. I feel for you. Therefore, I gave you the Torah. Because the Torah is going to bring you to the most beautiful things in your life. If you're not shomer the Torah, you run away from the Torah, it's going to cause you tzaras. As because I love you, therefore I was megala to you the Torah. That's the oimik of the gilui of matan Torah. And that's the deher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed on to the Yidden b'shas matan Torah. We're a couple together. V'oid, another mashal of half and half. Yoinosi, Rayosi, Tumasi. You're my twin. Like if you ever had twins, you ever saw, especially identical twins, yeah. They're very, very close to each other. Oh. It's like one neshama over there. It's really like a plot goof. Yeah. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us to Umasi, you're my twin. And that's the Indian of Chetzi v'Chetzi. Very, very deep. As that's the gilui b'shas matan Torah, for us to understand what Torah does. It gives us a havaya chadasha. It connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in another light. Every word of the Gemara is megadol, is meroymen, is mekadesh. Yeah. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky said that when he went to the yeshiva in Europe for the first time, as he asked them if he could have find a base medrash, quiet-based medrash him to learn in the Nuchas HaNefesh. They said there's one shul, go there. He went to the shul and he heard someone in the Ezdis Noshem who was learning. And he says, Oilam hazeh kibesi lula dambi. Chatoi fachol, chatoi fachol. It's a Gemara in Erevin, it's a mashal. This world is like a chasana. Chatoi fachol, chatoi fachol. Hear the words over again. Chatoi fachol. You have to chop every word of Torah. Chatoi fachol, chatoi fachol. It says the nigin was so masak, he pashit couldn't leave the shul. Normally, when you have someone learning next to you, you want to go sit like 40 feet down because you can't concentrate. And he says when he heard this one, it was like he pashit couldn't pull himself away until finally. He went back to yeshiva and he asked, who's this bacher that was singing it? And they told him it was the stipler. It was a child. It was a bacher in yeshiva. He already understood what Torah is. Chatoi fachol. It's the most precious, the most meaningful thing in the world. Chop every minute of it. It's going to change you. It's going to make you. It's going to bring your future. It's worth it to chop every minute. V'tzarech bir. He is the future stifler. What does he have to learn so much Musa for? Why does he have to say to himself over again? Chatei fachol, chatei fachol, chatei fachol. He has to go to a quiet place, sing a song of chatei fachol. Come on. You see over here, what makes a person special? The more he thinks about it, the more he sings it, the more he lives it. It takes time for the words to go in. When you say a Maimah Chazal over and over and over again, it goes in at a different level. Yeah. Shim Jim Pinkus used to say that it bothered him that they call nowadays music Chassidisha music. He says, what's Chassidisha music? Where did the Chassidisha Negunim come from? He said they took Mamari Chazal, and they wanted you to focus in on the Mamari Chazal, to absorb the Mamari Chazal, as they put a song to the Mamari Chazal, today that the Mamari Chazal should go into you and you should absorb it. As that's Chassidish and Negin, Chassidish and music. It says, what's the music of Bizman Hazeh? They take Goyish songs and they put some Yiddish words to it to be able to call it Jewish songs, and for some reason the Mamari Chazal never go into you. The dogma. You know, if everyone's wiggling by Enoi Milvado, Enoi, I don't think it's going to go into Hashem Olekim, Enoi Milvado. Something's like not Matin when you see everyone moving to that song. You get what I mean? Sometimes you put Hecha words to a certain rhythm and beat, and everyone's wiggling a certain way. It's like Purim. Yeah, it just doesn't go, right? As that's the nekuda of a chassidish enigim. The idea was, chatoifachol. It should go in the words of the Torah with a ziskite, with a mesikus, to repeat it over. There's a shloa kodesh that says, when every yeshiva bachel learns, and avreich, and balabas, he should sing what he's learning to his favorite nigin. But you should do it to Enoi Milvada, I'm not sure, but you should do it to your favorite nigin, b'kitzer. Why? Because it goes in differently to you. It's a different knesh. When I'm learning the Torah, I want it to connect into my deepest entity, into my heart. I want to be mechaber to the words of the Torah. I want it to be ingrained into my etzem being and turn me into someone else. That's the avoda of limud haTorah. And many people, what do I want to do? Well, it depends. I'm either in daf yomi, amid yomi, or I want to make a siyum on the mesechta, and I love parties. And then there are some people, when they're learning, I push it, I want it to become a part of me. I want it to become ingrained into me, to become my blood. Rebbe said on one of his talmidim, that if they would cut this guy, the dam that would come out would be dam kachim. It was like so in his blood, kachim. Oh, but it's a dugma, ki'ilu. That's the kivun. As that's the oimik, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being megalotas. We had people in Klal Yisrael where you saw it was their machus, it was their simcha. It was their connection to Hashem. It was building themselves as a person. They were chatoi fachol. They were eager to chap more and more. We have a dugma of one of them, Yeshua ben Nun. He went with Moshe Rabbeinu. He waited for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai. He was gone for 40 days, and he waited for his Rebbe at the foot of the hill. Why? Because he wanted to hear from him right away. I think we could learn from him not to miss a shir, not to come late to a shir, not to look at what his thirst for Torah, because it was his machus, it was what he meant. Every word of Torah was chashuv to him, because every word that goes in is megadol, is meraymen. So we try to be mechazik together. Torah should be meraymen us, mekashatas Hashem on a different level. The problem is we live in a world where there are so many distractions. It says the Torah Shashua, but we have so many other Shashuas, Bizman Hazeh. Torah is Keseh, Torah is Chashivas, but there's so many other ways to get Chashivas, Bizman Hazeh. So we have to constantly reconnect, remechadish to ourselves. We sing to ourselves, what is the Chashivas of Torah, to connect to it. That we should be able to focus in on what's really important. It's like in a marriage, when you get to a certain age, you're so busy, your wife is so busy, you forget about your marriage because there's so much going on. As they have yeshiva bachim that are learning Torah, and there's so much going on in their lives, they forget about their marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They forget about what Torah does for them. That's the avoda to put into us that nukuda. Remember, we mechazik together. Okay, keep a nukuda, but a very yisodic nukuda that will enhance very much. If we think about it, we're not as far off as we think. There was someone that one time said, if you would know, when you walk into the base medrash, if you would know how they're clapping in Shamayim, if you would know how the malachim are singing and dancing when you go into the base medrash, could you imagine, the person said, like somebody who wins a ball game and everyone's clapping and cheering, the singer and everyone's clapping and cheering, as you should think that way when you come into the base medrash. Which is nice to be ma'ir, but it's also living in the realms of shaloi lishma. How about to think, if you would know you're changing your future, if you would know you're becoming a more special person, every word is a Gemara, every extra minute you're putting into Seder, you're changing yourself for your whole future. If you would know every word of the Gemara, you're building yourself, you're being zeicha to big things. So many times I hear Yeshiva Bachram say, I've been in Yeshiva 2 years, I'm not sure what I grew, I'm not sure what I gained. I really wish I could take some of them and shake them and say, you're a different person, you're a different world. You can't imagine what it does for you. But that's the Yetzirah. He covers it up that we shouldn't feel it. We shouldn't touch it. V'oid, if you want to think someone's watching you, it's Hashem. Hashem that's watching you, and Hashem appreciates you. And Hashem's besimcha from what you're doing. That to think those thoughts enhances and builds the Torah. It turns it into a different world. Okay, thus is the inyan of Torah. Parshas Mishpatim is the inyan of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, but there isn't a lot of time, so we're going to do it. B'kitzur Nimrod Mamish. Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is the same idea. The big nisayon in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and the big problem in Shalom Bayis is because it's very hard for us to feel for someone else, be machshev someone else, and care for someone else. As therefore, the Hagdama, the Parshas Mishpatim, which is the inyanim of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, is the inyanim of Mazik, of Ganif, of Resicha, where does it all start from? Mizbeach Avon and Tassali. That you should make a keves lemizbeach. Why? Because you don't want to be, if there would be steps, you would be megala erva, and you would be mevaza the mizbeach. As therefore you make a keves, a ramp, that you should walk up, and there shouldn't be a gilui erva. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is makbid on something which serves the mizbeach, as koshkein and a basar v'dam, you should be makbid on his kafet. That's what it says right before Mishpatim, and then it says Parshas Mishpatim. Asgrada Bizman Hazeh, if you would ask the Yeshiva Bachar, what are you mechaved more, the Mizbeach or your roommate? As every Yeshiva Bachar would answer right away, the Mizbeach, for sure. Mizbeach is Kaddish. Mizbeach is in the Beis HaMikdash. I've covered Hashem. My roommate? I take it. I'm a shuginer. You know what this guy does to me? He keeps me up late at night. He has no midas. Of course, the mizbeach I should be mechaved more. My roommate, what is he? A shmata. Can't wait to get away from it. Counting the days till the end of the zman to get away from this mishugana. Yes, whatever the other words people use, mizman has said. Yes. And right before Parshas Mishpatim, we have a gevaldik gilui. That the same way you look at a mizbeach, whoa, that's kaddish, that's special. You're supposed to look at your friends. You're supposed to look at other people and call yourself that way. That's the hagdama to Parshas Mishpatim. Because how could you care from being mazik someone, from hurting someone, from not damaging someone? He has to be choshev to you. You have to care about someone else. There's some people, they see themselves all day long. They live in themselves all day long. There's some people, they could detach from themselves. They could see someone else, feel for someone else. As the Gemara Brachos on Daf Chof Ches says, that they ask the Lazar, what's the ways to be Zeicha La'olam Haba? And he says, Hizuru B'Kavid Chavereichem. Zot the Goyin in Brachos in his Chedushei Agadis, he was telling him the shayrish of all being Adam l'chaveiro. If you care from your chaver, it would be different. If you don't care and you're just doing it as frumkeit, he's your lulav, he's your esther, you're going to have a lot of problems. But if you care and you're really concerned, you want it to be good for him, it's going to be a different being Adam l'chaveiro. And that's rather the yisoid of machzis hashekel. The yisoid of mechzis that we had in the dam before Matan Torah is where a mechzis with Hashem. The yisoid of mechzis hashekel is where a mechzis with everyone in Klal Yisrael. Rather, mechzis hashekel goes for a carbon. It also teaches us where a mechzis with Hashem. But when someone looks at himself, he's whole without Hashem and he's whole without everyone else. That's the chesaron of being Adam l'chaveiro and the chesaron of being Adam l'mokom. As that's the hakdama of Parshas Mishpatim, to be mechazik ourselves, to look at people in a different light. They're all banim l'mokom. There was someone who was a huge Talmud of Shmuel Rizovsky. He's the one that wrote the stencils of Shmuel Rizovsky. As he saw the Panovich Rav was taking two children and showing them around Panovich, and he was like, the Panovich Rav is a massive Talmud Chacham, it's not Matim. He figured that these two people must be the sons of big donors to Panovich, and the Panovich Rav has to show them the yeshiva. He wants to get a big donation, but the Panovich Rav is wasting his time. Panovich was a huge campus. As he went over to the Panovich Rav and he told him that, I'll do it. You can go back and learn. Okay? So Panovich Rav said, Shkoyach. He went back. He took these boys around Panovich. He gave them a tour. He brought them in. And afterwards, you know, he asked them, it's very nice to them. He asked them, what's their name? They told him. He went. But he went back to the Panovich Rav and he said to him, okay, their fathers, who are they? Who's their father? He's a big gvir. How much money does he give to Panovich? And the Panovich Rav said, actually, I don't know who these kids are. These two kids, they were two, you know, they weren't even very yeshivish. However you want to describe them doesn't make a difference. Kids, it was a kibbutz, yeah. And they said they never saw a real yeshiva. They want to see Panovich. So I brought them over. You asked me, whose children are they? They're banim shel Hashem. Very hushed. That's how come the Panovich Rav cared for every bacher, because by him every bacher was the ben of Hashem. Ah, hushed of a donor of Yeshiva Smir. Ah, ben of Hashem. Imamish runs Yeshiva Smir. Gives a lot. If we would look at each other that way, we would have a different look altogether. As that's the second flip side of the coin of being Adam l'chaveiro, l'agdama de parshas mishpatim. As what we focused on today was broadening our view. Some people, they only see them and their dalad amis, all their interest in life. Past that, they pashit don't see. And we try to open up our look. When we're learning Torah, we're connecting. We're bringing Hashem into our lives, into our world, and that's enhancing us and building us up. Our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is the other chashuv people around us, important things around us. The more we go out of our corner and we realize we're a chetzi, the more we'll be zeicha be'emes to be a davar shavim. When a person thinks he has kol hashleimus ba'atzmai, he takes a chetzi. Sometimes even less. Okay. Hashem Yaza, we take the words to heart. Be mishchazik together. Be mishchazik in Torah, at Seif HaZman, and for the rest of our lives. And also in our Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, to try to work on ourselves, to look at our friends in a different light, in a more mechubedik light. Look at the people around us, to want to be there, to want to help them, to feel for them. That's the mafteach, the Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi.